Greetings in Jesus' name on this 12th day of March, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's currently in the 30s outside, and the sun is just absolutely blinding me as I'm making this broadcast today. It's encouraging to see the sunshine out. We've had so many days and so many months, literally, of just clouds and rain and fog and snow and sleet, and it's encouraging today to see Mr. Sunshine. And we're grateful to God for it. We're preparing our hearts here in our office and been busy about the Father's business this morning, studying and reading some 10 or so chapters in the book of Deuteronomy and also in the Gospel of Mark, where I'll be in just a few moments, and just loving the Word of God and seeking the Lord. And these are great days to be a Christian. I'm getting in my old diesel Dodge truck in just a few minutes and headed up the road all the way up to the Mount Washington area to Glen, New Hampshire, where I'll be preaching this morning at a pastor's conference. And I'm believing that God's going to help us in a supernatural way as we deliver the Word of God and just continue to go on for Christ. Thank you for praying for my health. I went to the hematologist yesterday, and she said that she's so pleased with how things are going. All of my numbers on my blood counts, she said, are perfect. And we are continuing to lower the prednisone. I'm down to 10 milligrams now. And we're hoping that the attacker in my immune system is gone and will never come back again. But we are trusting the Lord. He has a time for all of us to serve Him and a time for us to go to glory. So we're trusting Him. We know that He is the one that's in control and in charge, and to God be the glory. In your Bibles today, I want to use one little short portion of the Scripture. And look in Mark chapter 13 and verse number 37, where at the end of this great exhortation of the Lord's return and this parable and God showing us that there's coming a day when Jesus is going to come again and He's going to rule and reign on the earth. Here's the one word that He uses. And I say unto you, I say unto you, I say unto you all, watch. That's how the chapter concludes. Mark 13, 37. What a word. What a word to conclude with. What a word to challenge us with. What a word to propel us along life's journey. The word is simply watch. Just watch. And so today, I come to you with this one word, watch. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to watch. Well, what's watch going to cause us to do? Think about this. If you're watching and you are waiting for the Lord's return and He says again to us, watch, think what it will produce in our life. It will produce an anticipation. If you're watching and you're looking out the driveway, knowing that your mom and dad or your aunts or your uncles are coming from a far distance in another state, and because of the cell phones today, we've texted them all along the way, and we know they're just a little bit away. And if you're watching, you're watching with anticipation. Think with me today about the anticipation of the Lord's return. Could somebody help me today? Whoop! I'm about to get happy. Thank God you watch. When you watch, it produces an anticipation. Number two, when you watch, it produces a cleanliness of life, a holiness of life. You would never want to say anything before the Lord returns. You'd never want to act in a way that would dishonor the Lord. And the Bible is teaching us here to simply watch. It brings an anticipation. Watch brings holiness. And watch, as you're watching for the Lord return, it brings excitement. And I wonder, dear friend, today, could all of us just be reminded of this simple word, watch. Just watch. And let's watch today and tomorrow and all the way until we see King Jesus face to face. You've been listening to the Wings of the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.